And welcome back in to In Focus News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples with you here, and going to switch gears and hopping on another Zoom call with Manhattan Fire Department next. We've got Fire Marshal Jake Powell joining us via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. We also have Greg Vandercreek, who is a captain from Station 2 here with the Manhattan Fire Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on. The Fire Department, I understand, is observing Fire Prevention Week. National Fire Protection Association is promoting this, and this year's theme is serve up fire safety in the kitchen. Jake, I remember last month we talked a little bit about safety in the kitchen. It's so very important, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. The cooking fires are our leading cause of home fires here in Manhattan and nationwide. This year, the National Fire Protection Association made it the theme. The Fire Prevention Week's been observed continually since 1925. It's always held the week of October 9th to commemorate the Great Chicago Fire, very, very large conflagration that cost us 250 lives in the city of Chicago. So always a good idea this time of year, and always to practice cooking safety.
And go ahead, Greg.
Oh, I'm done. Sorry.
Well, obviously, cooking fires, as you mentioned, are one of the leading causes of fires here. What usually do you find is the reason for a lot of the cooking fires? Is it just negligence?
So the number, and we down at Station 2, we have a lot of the college area that we cover and stuff. And the number one thing that we see is unattended cooking. So people started cooking, and maybe they're cooking on the stove, and they leave the kitchen and go into the other room or something, and then before they know it, that the pan starts smoking, the fire takes off, it gets big and out of control while they're out of the room. If you're standing right over the pan, we always say stand by your pan, it's pretty easy to get it under control really fast. Then kind of the other one is people that are cooking in the oven, and maybe they leave their home or they go somewhere else because they're cooking a turkey or something for 6 hours. They leave and start smoking. There's no one there to catch it in time. So definitely unattended cooking is number one. People just not being near their oven, near their heat source or whatever it is.
All right. So it's probably a good idea just to stay with it in your home. If you're cooking, don't go anywhere. Just stay home.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, we live in a very distracting world. It's pretty easy to want to go do something else, instead of standing right there cooking and everything, but it's the safe move for sure.
Yeah, being a college town, we end up with people coming home late at night. They get a little hungry. We would encourage people, if they're hungry after they get home in the evening, to find something that does not take cooking to eat, and do not cook while you're sleepy or under the influence of any alcohol or drugs. Cause distractions and cause you to fall asleep, forget that you're cooking.
Yeah, man. Use that microwave or support some of these local businesses and order food. That's what I do. That's my excuse of not cooking. Just order some wings or something.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good idea. And, it's interesting. We have a lot of older homes here in the community, especially out near the university. And they may have some older equipment in there. How important is it to be aware of that if you are living in an older home, of just kind of the dangers that might be associated with that?
Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, yeah, they can take off a lot further. And even having, gas stoves probably aren't as common. But when you have a gas stove with an open flame, that can kind of up the danger aspect. And then the other thing is, a lot of these are, kind of multifamily homes. So you got to remember, you're not maybe only risking yourself, you're kind of risking your neighbors that share that home or share that apartment with you at the same time. So it's kind of bigger than you, a lot of these points. So you really have to be responsible for yourself and your neighbors to be safe.
Yeah, keep your stove and your kitchen clean. Keep anything off of the stovetop that could burn. Keep it at least 3 feet away, and keep kids and pets away so that there's no reduced risk of burns.
You bring up an interesting point with the apartments, too. I've seen on a couple of occasions here, even with the Manhattan Fire Department, responding to fire calls on porches. You know, people outdoor grilling, it's been nice this time of year here in October. It's still kind of warm. But those can be very dangerous if they're left unattended.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, you can go, Jake.
I'll go. Thanks. So, yeah, grilling fires are a risk here in Manhattan. We've got a lot of apartments, a lot of balconies. We encourage people to have that charcoal or that gas grill well-maintained, keep it clean, take it away from the structure and anything combustible. We actually have a fire code that prohibits grills on apartment balconies unless there is a sprinkler head present on that balcony, or we do allow propane grills. But always important, keep them clean, keep them well-maintained, and we recommend moving them away from any contents or structures that could burn.
Definitely. And the other thing is, especially this time of year, is just outdoor recreational fires, just having a little burn pit in your backyard. We do allow that. There is a city policy on it. And the best way to go about that is just to look it up. If you just Google Manhattan Fire Department or City of Manhattan burn policy, it comes up. But as long as you follow the rules within that, that are just, they're really reasonable rules that we ask, you can have a nice outdoor fire or something in the fall, but we just ask that you keep it within that policy.
Be a good neighbor. Don't have a fire if smoke's going to disturb your neighbors or cause a nuisance.
That's a good point. Jake Powell and Greg Vandercreek joining us here from the Manhattan Fire Department. We're talking about cooking safety here, and you know, it's interesting because we all cook. We all have to, you know, work in our kitchens here. And one thing that is always a danger is grease fires. And I used to work in restaurants, and the number one thing they always used to tell us is, whatever you do, if you see a grease fire starting in the kitchen, don't use water.
Absolutely. Water will boil immediately. If the grease is already hot enough to ignite, that water is going to immediately boil and cause the grease to get thrown all over the stovetop and spread the fire further. So if you have a small grease flare up while you're cooking on the stovetop, obviously you should be in the kitchen and next to your pan while you're frying anything. Keep a lid nearby. That lid, simply slide it over the top of the pan. That's going to cut off the air to the fire. And as soon as you get the lid on, turn the stove off, let it cool down completely. Just simply putting the lid on it, it's going to prevent that fire from growing and getting any bigger.
All right. Greg, did you want to add anything to that? Or you...
No, it's as simple as that. We get asked all the time, you know, about fire extinguishers for people's kitchens. They do make one. It's called a Type K. And they sell them wherever. They're good to have, but having that lid handy is by far your best bet, man. It puts it right out. It doesn't make a mess. It's easy to do. So that's what we really recommend is staying near and putting a lid on it. Don't try and dump some kind of powder on it. You know, some people might want to try and use baking soda or salt or something. Well, if you get it wrong and you throw flour or something on it, it's going to flare up even bigger. So just stick with that lid. It's pretty easy.
Yep. Cover it, smother it, turn the heat off, let it cool down.
Yep.
If it does get away from you and you realize it too late, you've already got fire on your kitchen cabinets or burning up your microwave, we just ask that you get your family or your roommates and get out of the house, close the door, call 911. Don't go back in the house for any reason.
You know, it's quite interesting because these are fires that can mostly, for the most part, be prevented. And unfortunately, sometimes the fire department has to go out and respond to these. And, you know, that can end up causing quite a bit of damage. As you mentioned here in the press release, 25 cooking fires a year on average are seen in Manhattan, causing more than $60,000 in damage annually. So a lot of this comes down to really common sense, right, Jake?
Absolutely. Just be aware when you're cooking, stay in the kitchen. These can get out of hand quickly and cause a large amount of damage. Doesn't take much to add up to thousands of dollars when you get a kitchen burning.
You know, we're going to be, we got Halloween still yet, so we're going to get our holidays in order. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, but it won't be too long before we're talking about, you know, frying turkeys potentially, and that can have its own dangers. What are your tips for if you do plan a big, you know, holiday gathering and having turkey in a fryer? That's one way a lot of people like to do it.
Yes, Thanksgiving is the leading day of the year for cooking fires. So turkeys in the oven or turkeys in a fryer, and lots of family and easily distracted. So if you're cooking a turkey in the fryer, have that out on your driveway away from the garage or the house and the porch, so that if you do have oil spill or flare up, it's not going to spread to anything else. Make sure you measure your oil before you heat it up, put the turkey in, and don't have it overflow. That's what is the primary reason those turkey fryers flare up.
I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We got to get through one series of commercial breaks, but we'll come back. We'll talk more with the fire department here on News Radio KMAN, and Focus continues after this.